you know, the spot where I was is gone, but he got a pretty good settlement for it because of as much as land he had. He had so much land. You know? He had a lot of land. The biggest, you know.
How many of your family?
I have about 9 people in my family. Yeah. Just about, 9 people. 9, maybe 10 people.
Okay.
I can't really, you know, count them all right now, but we have a large family because, you know, our family consists of our in-laws and, you know, our cousins. You know, our family just don't stop at, see, our family don't just stop as blood relatives, as pure blood relatives from father to mother, you know, father, mother, birth, son, daughter. Father, mother, you know, has daughter, has a son. You know, it doesn't. Ours don't go quite like that. Yes, we are together as a family, you know, but we're also together with our relatives, with our blood relatives. They're blood, you know, it's in blood, and you know, we all are. Yeah, you know.
All right. Now, how would you build a fire in a house?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess you took some lighter fluid, I guess, some logs or something, you know. I don't really know, but, you know, there are some a lot of inflammable things that flammable things that you can use to, you know, to start a fire in the fireplace. It's very easy, you know. But
fireplace.
Yeah, I've seen a fireplace, but, you know, I've seen, these modern style fireplaces.
Okay.
I can't really tell you how they.
What do they have in there that you put the logs on?
They have some kind of a stand.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the stand, you know, but it's some type of stand, you know, that they place the logs on. I don't know the name of it.
All right, and then you start the fire with, you know, that real rich wood that you can start fire with. That'll be called
wood.
Yeah, you know, the real rich wood that you can start fire with.
Well, I don't know, you know, about the wood, but I guess rich wood would be what? Red wood?
Pine.
Or you know, red did some.
Yeah. And up over the fireplace would be a place.
Chimney. Chimney?
Okay, and then a place where they put a clock or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. With the wall. Put a clock right above the wall.
What would there be up above
there? There would be more like the counter,
okay.
Another name for it,
oh.
I know it, you know, but I just, you know.
Joe, would it be an open place in front of the fireplace, you know? What would that be, kind of a stone or rock raised place in front of the fireplace, you know what that was?
No, what is it? No.
All right. Now, what would go up through the chimney, all that black?
Smoke?
Yeah, they have to clean out the all out of the chimney, okay?
What would they clean out the chimney out with?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know.
Well, you ever been up on a roof or something in you?
Look down in the chimney?
Yeah.
No, I haven't ever did that.
Okay, well when you hit a dirty place, you get what all over?
You get dust.
Okay.
Dirt. Dust.
Or real black stuff might come out of an engine.
Fumes, what?
Now, in the fireplace, when the fire burns down, what would be in there?
Rubble. What? The fire in the fireplace?
Yeah.
And what would be left in the fire with the logs and everything? And when the fire burns up, what would be left?
Yeah.
Ashes, I guess, up the wood.
What,
you know, burns up,
be?
It would be black.
Or they'd be, if they were light wood, it'd be.
I guess it would be light, yeah, a light ash color,
okay.
You know.
All right, now the things that you would have in your house, let me ask you all about that.
Oh, okay.
All the